This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1098, How to Show Kindness When Someone is Sick in English.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 50 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe.
When a colleague or a friend gets sick, what words can you use in English to wish them well and to make sure that they don't worry about anything? This is a key connection skill, so let's get into it today.
Everyone knows that the missing piece when it comes to fluency is having a way to practice, but we also know that you're busy. So that's why we've added special speaking opportunities for all students in our courses. Monthly fluency parties with an All Ears English host, open conversation club every week, and even a live Q&A in some plans. Join our online fluency course to get these benefits and more. Go to allearsenglish.com/plan to save 20% when you join before midnight on May 5th. But this offer does expire at midnight on May 5th. So go to allearsenglish.com/PLAN.
Hey, Lindsay, how are you?
Hey, Michelle, doing great today. How are you? Today's, oh, wow, my niece's birthday is coming. Is actually, I think it's today.
Oh, my gosh. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Yeah, is she five?
Five. Oh my gosh, she's five. That's amazing. I can't believe it.
That's crazy. Well, happy birthday to her. I'm sure you'll end up doing something special.
Yeah, I'm so excited. She's getting up there.
That's cute. Yeah. Well, oh man. So, she was born during like kind of flu season. That's tough because I'm also having a baby during, you know, like this flu season time. It's a little scary.
Yeah, flu season is rough, and we've had a couple of years that the flu has been really bad around here. Yeah. Hopefully this year, we're recording this a little bit in advance, so we don't quite know what the flu season is going to look like yet.
Yeah, let's hope for the best.
But hope for the best, yeah. Yeah,
yeah. I mean, I already got sick, you know, like if our listeners remember a couple weeks ago, I was like, hello, right? It wasn't the flu, but, you know, it's important, you know, to, you know, be able to talk to people who are sick and to be able to express yourself. And so today we have a listener question about that topic.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm going to go ahead and read the question and let's jump right into it. Are you ready?
All right. Yes.
All right. Hello, Lindsay. I'm so glad that you answered my question about all over the world. My student was very happy too. I often listen to your podcast when I drive. The day I listened to your podcast, I was a little blue, but your podcast lifted me up a lot. That's awesome. I must say you made my day. Okay. Well, that's so great. We're so happy that we can make you feel good when you listen and you can enjoy learning English. That's so cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
Today, I have another question. My colleague from Australia has to go back to his country to go to the hospital and get some medication. He called me to tell me that he cannot help me with my English lessons for a while. And he said, sorry. I said, oh, it's okay. Your health is most important. Please take care of yourself. Hope to have lessons with you again. And I said, take care a couple of times later again. I think what I said was okay, but I wanted more variety to say that. As he had to fly back to Australia, I said, have a safe trip. But he corrected and said that I should have said, have a safe flight. It was a real life learning too. Anyway, please teach me some more phrases to tell someone who, talk to someone who's sick. Thanks.
Okay, I'm sorry. For some reason, I think the name cut off here, but I know you asked a question before, so I can try and find that.
Yeah, well, thank you to our listeners.
Yeah, this is a thank great question. You. Yeah, this is a really good question. So there are a lot of smaller questions in here. So we're going to focus on a couple of them. But before that, what do we want our listeners to do, Lindsay?
Guys, we've noticed that about 1 in 10 of you guys, you're listening all the time, every day, but you have not hit subscribe yet in your podcast player. And so that means that you're probably missing bonus episodes, announcements, and special things. So you don't want to do that. You want to go ahead and hit subscribe. So guys, this is your chance right now. Go into your podcast player and hit subscribe on that button right there.
Okay. Yeah. Go ahead and do that. So let's get into the question. So, all right, this first part, let's go over this have a safe trip and have a safe flight.
Okay. Well,
I mean, Lindsay, do you think our listener was wrong to say have a safe trip?
No, unless we are missing something here about the context, there is nothing wrong with saying when someone gets on a flight, you say have a safe trip and have a safe flight. Both are totally okay. So I'm not really sure why your friend or your co-teacher corrected you on that, to be honest.
Right. Yeah. So I mean, the only thing I can think of is that trip may imply more of a vacation feel where like it sounds like this person is going home for a reason. So maybe the flight is more on just the transportation part.
That's a possibility, but still safe trip. I think you could still say trip. Like if you're just running home to get some medication, I think it could still be a trip, but I see what you mean, Michelle. That is a good point.
Yeah, that's the only thing I can think of. But even since, you know, planning this episode, I remember telling someone have a safe trip, like in this situation. And then I thought to myself, wait a second. And then I was like, no, like it's fine.
It's fine.
So I don't know. Okay. You know, I personally wouldn't worry too much about the difference there, but that if you're looking for a teeny tiny, you know, thing that maybe, you know, to hold on to, there is something to learn from that experience, that could be it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's get into the rest of it here.
For sure. All right. So we also want to encourage you guys to go back to episode 423. What was that, Lindsay?
So guys, we did an episode. It was called Stuffed Up, Coming Down with Something, How to Talk About It in English. And this is how to talk about being sick. Maybe what you would say if you're sick, for example. Okay. So go into the app. If you use the iOS app, you can very easily just type 423 into that search bar. That'll pull that up. You can download the app at allearsenglish.com/bonuses. Or if you want to do it on the website, come back to allearsenglish.com/episodes and type 423 into the search bar there.
If you have a goal in 2019 to move abroad to work or live, then you might need to pass the IELTS. If you do, then go straight to the IELTS Energy podcast and hit subscribe, because we're there every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday helping thousands of students just like you to give you tips and tricks to get your target score. Subscribe to the IELTS Energy podcast and we'll see you over there.
Nice. All right. So, well, I really like how our listener said, oh, it's okay. Your health is most important. Please take care of yourself. Hope to have lessons with you again and take care. I mean, I'm not sure if our listener is asking about ways to say take care or general phrases to those not feeling well. So, but today we're going to focus on what to say to someone if they aren't feeling well.
Yeah, that sounds good. Okay.
Right. So what's one thing you could say, Lindsay?
So get well soon is certainly the most common. We also see this on cards and that sort of thing, right? Get well soon.
Right.
Or you could add, to make this more authentic, you could just say like, I hope you get well soon.
Right. So I think in 423, we mentioned this one a little bit. I think adding I hope you is good for a conversational.
Yeah, I agree. Get well soon sounds a little bit like a chunk, like a greeting card, right? So then adding that could be better. So another one is don't worry about anything here. Just focus on your health and getting better.
Okay, so I think this one is good for you. Good if you have to cancel a plan specifically for work or a commitment you had, right? Mm-hmm. I think this is really helpful because, I've had this situation where, you know, you don't feel well and somebody, I mean, like when I wasn't feeling well last week, Lindsay, and you were very you may have said something like this, you know, just like focus on getting better, you know, you were very understanding. And so it really helps when you have to cancel something and the person is like, just focus on getting better, you know?
Yeah. And I think same when I got sick back in October, September, I was like trying to work in bed and I couldn't even stay awake. And you said the same thing. And it certainly helps to build that connection, guys, because when someone needs to get better, they just need to just rest and not worry about work. So
Right. You don't want to make them feel bad, like, oh, you're ruining everything. You have to be understanding, right? Because, then it happens the other way around, right?
Right. Exactly. When the shoe is on the other foot, as they say.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. And then there's just the casual feel better.
Yep. Feel better. Mm-hmm. I love that. Yep. That's casual. And maybe if you don't know someone as well, or maybe if it's not as serious, right? I'll feel better, you know?
Right.
What about something else?
Well, this one's another longer one. So I hope everything's okay. Please let me know if there's anything I can do to help.
Okay. Yeah. So this is when maybe it sounds a little more serious and you want to say that you're there for the person.
Right. And I think it's a little bit more caring sounding to say to someone maybe who's close to you, but it could be someone you work with, you know, if you have that relationship, right? So like, for example, someone at work may need help communicating to others, right? Mm-hmm. What's going on. And maybe you're the point person, or maybe if you're a teacher, like there's a lesson plan a teacher needs to do or an email they need to write, right? So, I think this could be helpful for, you know, or maybe like for a family member or friend, maybe they need to pick up food or get medicine, you know, things like that. So I think this is a good phrase for that.
Yeah. I mean, the idea here basically, guys, is to use your words to make the person realize that they don't need to worry about anything.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, when you're a busy professional, it can be nerve wracking when you get sick. I mean, you have obligations, right? So you want to use your words the right way to assure them to relax, just get better. You're thinking about them. You're taking care of everything. It's okay.
Right. And it's always good to just like wish them well, like feel better. You know, you can always say that at the end if you're using one of the longer ones. So, I mean, some of these phrases were more for general health, but they can also be good for, you know, certain other particular situations that you may find yourself in.
Yeah, like sometimes someone has like a personal emergency,
right?
That they're not necessarily sick, but something happened in their lives and they can't come to work or they can't do the work. And so you need to use these are good to use some of them in those scenarios too. Yeah,
exactly. Okay. Yeah.
Okay, Michelle, let's do a role play. So what's going on here? We've got someone is coming down with something.
Yeah, someone's coming down with something. So we use most of the phrases here. So let's give it a try.
Oh, Michelle, are you okay? You look like you have a fever.
Achoo! Oh, Lindsay, I think I'm coming down with something. Oh, I have a meeting later today that I don't want to miss.
Oh, you should go home if you don't feel well.
Oh, you're right. You know what? I think I'll leave in about an hour.
Okay, good. Don't worry about anything here. Just focus on your health and getting better.
Oh, thank you so much.
I hope everything's okay. Please let me know if there's anything I can do to help.
You're the best. I appreciate it. Achoo!
No problem. Feel better.
Okay. Nice.
Good acting.
Thank you. Well, yeah, if we had done this, this would have been funny if it came up last week when I actually was sick.
Yeah, I know. That would have been funny. I don't know if you would have had the energy to put that together.
I know. I'm playing a better sick person now because I have the energy to pretend I'm sick.
That's true. All right. What's the takeaway for our listeners for today?
Okay. Do we want to go through the phrases or?
Oh, yeah. I forgot. Sorry. My bad. Okay.
That's okay. So, yeah. I mean, we use some of these. So, like, for example, I think the first one was you said, don't worry about anything here. Just focus on your health and getting better. That was nice of you.
Yeah. That's very, like, very reassuring to say it that way.
Right. Mm-hmm. And then what did you say?
I said, I hope everything's okay. Please let me know if there's anything I can do to help.
Good. And then, also, just at the end, you closed it out with feel better.
Yeah, these are very typical things to say, at least in American English, for sure.
Yeah, definitely. So the takeaway is, you know, when someone's sick, there's still an opportunity to make or break the connection, you know, so you're going to focus on making the person feel good about themselves, allow them the opportunity to relax and not think about their day-to-day life. Let them just escape and take care of themselves and not, you know, be stressed about that on top of not feeling well.
Yeah, this is an important time to have the right vocabulary words for this, guys, for sure. So, guys, go back, review today, take notes on what you learned, and give it a try when you're in this scenario.
All right. Awesome. Well, this was a great question. And Lindsay, I'll talk to you soon.
All right, Michelle, talk to you soon. Bye. I'm glad you're feeling better, by the way.
Thank you very, very much. Me too.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to All Ears English. And if you need a 7 or higher on your IELTS exam to achieve your life vision, then our Insider Method can get you there. Start with our free video series masterclass. Get video 1 now at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then subscribe to our show on your phone or on your computer. See you next time.